Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. It's great to be back after a week away at International Conference on. And my name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're continuing a focus on thankfulness. And the prayer guide that I sent out really wraps around being thankful for different parts of the church body. And yesterday I was traveling and didn't do a live broadcast, but the prayer focus itself was on being thankful for visitors and those that would come and those that you could invite. And seeing them as a valuable part of our church family. Today I want to focus in on the members, those that are actively involved, not specifically thinking of membership per se, but involved individuals. And so referring to it in the broadcast is being thankful for the body of believers, and specifically a local body of believers. In Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, Paul writes, he says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." So think about that. I think about the church, the body of believers that meet on a regular basis. Of being strengthened in the faith, of being rooted according to what we're taught. And there's a lot of ways that we can learn and receive teaching, but none quite like the church. And when we gather together, when we realize that this time we spend in worshiping God and sharing in the Lord's Supper and hearing and listening to the Word of God, that it ought to create in us an overflowing thankfulness. In a lot of ways, but for one another, for the opportunity to be there. As I was able to carry on a lot of conversations with people at the missions conference, one of the recurring conversations had to do with, well, with people deciding not to come back to church. That it's become easy to do church at home, to tune in and just watch. And I recognize that there's an incredible value to being able to do that when health or other reasons require it or leave very little options. But many of the individuals I talked with were concerned that a lot of people that get out to a lot of different places, they go out to their favorite restaurants on a regular basis, they go to sporting events, they go to whatever it is that they want to do, have not returned to church. And I think one of the things is we've lost sight of our overflowing thankfulness for what the body of believers, what the gathering of that body is meant to be and what it can be. And when we begin to overflow with thankfulness, I think we begin to set the body of believers as a higher priority in our life. When it's simply another task on our to-do list, when it's an event that stacks up against a weekend full of other events, then it is somewhat easy to see the struggle that we can have. But when we overflow with thankfulness, that it ought to raise its level of priority. It's no longer just another event. It's no longer just another thing to do in the weekend. It's the gathering that helps us to be rooted in faith, to grow in faith, to be encouraged, to be equipped to live through the week. So today I focus this on being thankful for this body of believers. I would tell people throughout the conference about the body of believers at Deer Run that encourages me, that helps me to share with people that they may never meet. And to know, as I was able to encourage individuals, to encourage missionaries from all over the world, to know that that's only possible because of a body of believers that believes in the ministry of Impact Prayer Ministry. And to have these worldwide connections in a greater body of believers helps my heart to overflow with thankfulness, not just for those far off, but for those that I gather with. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider the body of believers that you are a part of, that you belong to, that you attend or that you ought to be attending. And ask God to help you evaluate just how thankful you are for that body of believers. Is it an overflowing thankfulness, or is it just, they're okay? I suspect if we begin to live with a greater overflowing thankfulness for the body of believers that we're a part of, we would see a bit less church hopping, a bit less of a dropout rate. And so pray about being more thankful. Not only being more thankful, but being better at expressing that thankfulness so that the body of believers knows that you're thankful for them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has placed us within bodies of believers that we can call family. As we consider our extended family, as I had opportunity this past week to meet with fellow believers that are a part of your family all over the world, it reminded me of my thankfulness, an overflowing thankfulness for this local body that I belong to. God, I pray that every person hearing this today would grow in faith, grow in thankfulness for one another, for the body of believers that you've called them to be a part of, that you've involved them in. And God, for those that may be struggling to return to that body, I pray that you would help them. That each person would sit and consider the thankfulness the growth, the foundation that that body brings, and that overflowing thankfulness would move that time of gathering together to a higher priority. Father, as I pray, I think of how much the ease of gathering creates in our minds and a sense of being optional. And yet hearing stories of those who find it so difficult to gather that it's such a special thing, such a desired thing, that they determine to overcome all obstacles just to meet with fellow believers. Father, help restore that desire within each one of us, that desire that is present in so many places around the world. Father, may that desire fuel within us and create within us this overflowing thankfulness. And may you help us to be more intentional about expressing that thankfulness. Father, today I'm thankful for the body of believers that we call Deer Run Church of Christ. I'm thankful for so many body of believers like it that continually gather and worship and teach and grow. Father, I'm thankful for body of believers where growth can take place. Father, as we grow, as we find ourselves rooted more deeply in the foundations of your word, as our faith increases, may this overflowing thankfulness be such that it causes others to see Jesus within us. And may we lift him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.